Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo ko vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusenske radio. Opio četvrta toj hodina u Pittsburghu, a pio deseta toj hodina u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Poloka, a dneska je nedilja 13. augusta 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. We are also archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, August 13th, 2023. We start off today's broadcast by going to Lemko Vina and their rendition of Oi Harna Ya Harna. Then we go south of the border, no, not to Mexico, but to Slovakia, with the Bratia Jendrichovci with Nebudu Tu Pidu Dale.
Yeah.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Rusyn Society proudly presents the documentary, The Resurrection of a Nation. Maria Silvestri, who is president of the John and Helen Timo Foundation, will be coming to the Philadelphia area on September 16th to show and discuss the documentary, The Resurrection of a Nation. This will take place at the Randar Memorial Library, 114 West Wayne Avenue in Randor, which is in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Again, this is September 16th, and at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m., Maria will show the presentation, the documentary film, and take questions at the end of the documentary. Snacks will be provided. There is a $10 charge for admission. For more information on the Delaware Valley branch's showing of the documentary film, The Resurrection of a Nation, presented by Maria Silvestri and the John and Helen Timo Foundation, please email johnkopcha@comcast.net. johnkopcha@comcast.net. This event is open to the public. There is ample parking around the library and a public school parking lot next to it. So that is September 16th, the documentary film, The Resurrection of a Nation. On today's Historic Focus, we discuss priest and political and civil activist in Podkarpatska Rus of Russian national orientation, Konstantin Hrabar. Konstantin Hrabar was born August 15, 1877 in Uzhhorod. Hrabar completed his studies at the gymnasium in Uzhhorod and the theological seminary in Esztergom in Hungary. After ordination as a Greek Catholic priest in 1901, he served in the Russian village of Veliky Luchka until 1908 and Dubrovka until 1921. His political career began in February 1919 when he was elected a deputy to the Diet in Hungary's recently established autonomous entity of Ruska Krajina. It was Hrabar who encouraged the deputies to refuse to begin their work until the government in Budapest defined clearly the boundaries of the autonomous province. After a communist regime was established in Hungary and Ruska Krajina in March of 1919, he favored the pro-Czechoslovak orientation, became a member of the executive of the Central Russian National Council, played an active role in formulating its declaration of unification with Czechoslovakia, and was a member of the delegation which that same month, in May 1919, brought the Russian decision to Prague. Hrabar left the priesthood in 1921 and became active in economic affairs as director of the Subcarpathian Bank and vice director of the Council for Trade and Commerce based in Košice. He also participated in Uzhhorod city politics as a member of the Municipal Council in 1923 and was mayor from 1933 to 1935. During the first years of Czechoslovak rule, he was a member of the village Farmers Republican and Christian People's Parties. He later joined the ruling Agrarian Republican Party. It was on the initiative of the Agrarian Party that Hrabar was appointed by the Czechoslovak government as the third governor of Podkarpatska Rus from 1935 until 1938. He did not, however, take any real initiatives and in no way altered the essentially symbolic nature of the governor's post. He did, nevertheless, maintain a pro-Czechoslovak Russian orientation, avoiding conflicts with both the Ukrainophiles and Russophiles, but subsequently having no influence over either group. His powers as governor were increased somewhat following the Czechoslovak Parliament's Law Number 172. Although during the political crisis in 1938, he remained little more than an outside observer in the struggle between the Czechoslovak government and the radical forces from various national orientations who were pushing for autonomy. To counter the anti-Czechoslovak autonomous elements, Hrabar proposed that the government should increase the authority of the governor, but by that time, events had gone too far. Hrabar resigned on October 9, 1938, and within 2 months he died, virtually forgotten during the subsequent destruction of Czechoslovakia.
Thank you. Major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Carpatha Russian Society proudly presents its national conference hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania chapter. This will take place on Saturday, September 30th, at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy captivating presentations, savor our delicious foods at lunchtime, and hear fascinating stories from fellow Russians in between. So that is Saturday, September 30th, the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society, at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Stay tuned for more information, but if you would like to contact someone, please contact Sharon Jarro at this email address. sjarro@c-rs.org. sjarrow@c-rs.org. And also mark on your calendars Sunday, October 29th. The annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. I'll have more details in the upcoming weeks. This festival usually begins with its Sunday liturgy at 9 a.m., and then starting at noon until 5 or 6 o'clock, there will be Carpatha Rusyn food, there will be bake sale, raffles, there will be storytelling, children's activities, displays, and also the music of Silkhitta, the band that I am involved in. We usually play from 1 until 5 or 6 until it's over. So I'll give you more information on that Sunday, October 29th, the annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival at St. John's in Uniontown. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or go to our main page, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, and you can listen to us next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Rusyn FM. And don't forget to listen to them at any time of the day or night. They have wonderful Rusyn broadcasting. Not only this show, but they also have Voice of Rusyns in Lemkovina, Voice of Rusyns in Transcarpathia, and the Voice of Rusyns in Vojvodina, as well as other broadcasts. That is Rusyn.fm. Go to your computer and log on to that site or download the app for your smartphone or your tablet. Rusyn.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzden. Z Bohom. We'll be right back.
край світа, як вітер, що в полі літа. Лемже Митя, моя хижа, лемже Митя жаган. А інакше бим поїхав, а інакше бим поїхав. Ла-ла-ла, ну випадай, в Америцький край. Гей, доле-доле, вися доле-діла, сидямо на зала, свіття не базіла. Кітя вода взяла, будуть оглядати, кітя риба сіла, нігда тя не згадив. Ла-ла-ла-ну випадай, Америцький край. Лемже Митя, моя страна, де живуть мамічка з нянько. Лемже ми вас, мої діти, лемже ми вас жаль. А інакше бим поїхав, а інакше бим поїхав. Ла-да-да-ну випадай, в Америцький край. Ей, доле-доле, дися, доле-діла, цвітя вода взяла, цвітя риба з'їла. Ла-да-да-да-да-дай, лежаль, митя жаль. Цвітя вода взяла, будуть оглядати, цвітя риба з'їла.
Rusinjev Amerika.